For more than a month, Asheville residents answered their phones to a familiar sound.
Please stand by for a message from the City of Asheville.
This is an update from the City of Asheville Water Resources Department. The City of Asheville Water
But today, the message was different.
The City of Asheville Water Resources Department is officially lifting the boil water notice first issue after Helene.
That was Asheville Water Resources spokesperson Clay Chandler announcing that as of today, Asheville residents have drinkable tap water. Chandler said the bacteria tests from the weekend came back clean. The announcement brought the end of a seven-week saga following Hurricane Helene's damage to the city's water system. After the storm completely muddied the North Fork Reservoir, the city used everything from caustic soda and aluminum sulfate to industrial curtains to try to clean up the water. Dina Larson is one of the many Asheville residents rejoicing over the news that drinking water has returned to the taps.
Yes, there are definitely tears of happiness, much sooner than anyone expected.
Larson says she hopes that water will help Asheville enter its next chapter of recovery, and that the water will lead to the city's economy growing back stronger.
Hoping it can parlay into Asheville's economy bouncing back and all of our restaurants being able to function in a productive way and getting some tourists back in the area.
Another resident, Kendra Owens, was helping out at the downtown Asheville water distribution station when she got the news. She says she's grateful that the water is back, and she hopes the experience will give everyone a renewed perspective.
Hopefully, this will bring a lot of respect to water and how important it is on so many levels, environmental and just, you know, kind of keeping it in your personal homes and stocked for the future.
As the city continues to stabilize its water system, officials are asking folks to not use water for landscaping, filling bathtubs, excessively long showers, filling pools, and watering gardens at this time. For BPR News, I'm Laura Hackett.